Bibles this morning, you can turn with us to Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119 this morning. And once you've found your place there, if we could have a volunteer to read verses 8 through 11. Psalm 119, verses 8 through 11. Miss Sue, go ahead.
I will keep thy statutes, oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal such shall a young man cleanse his way, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee.
All right. Thank you there, Miss Sue. And so this morning, again, we continue through, and we only have one more week. Next week, we'll wrap up our study on how to memorize Scripture and how to hide God's Word in our heart. And today's principle is a very simple principle, and that is the principle of review, review, review. And this is true for anything that we're trying to learn, and that is that repetition is the key to learning. Repetition is the key to learning. You know, sometimes if you've ever paid attention intently when I'm teaching a Bible study or preaching a sermon or something along those lines, you notice there are certain verses I might reread. There are certain phrases I might focus on or repeat, and that's so that that repetition, because that's how I learned something, and that's how it spoke to me, and hopefully by me then doing that with our lessons and with our messages and with our sermons, hopefully then you'll be able to pick up on those things, and those things will be able to stick with you as well. So repetition is the key to learning. Now, there are some memory plans that are out there, and those memory plans will tell you that, if you just say the verse a certain number of times, and if you just say it for a certain number of days, then you'll never forget it. You'll always, always memorize it. Well, there's only one problem with that. That doesn't work for me. I can take a verse, and I can, you know, say it and say it and say it every single day. And by the end of the week, without looking at it, it's like it just went in one ear and out the other. And so what I have to do is I have to keep reviewing every verse. I have to keep looking at it. I have to keep it in my mind. I have to keep it in my heart. I have to keep it ever be for me. And, you know, you think about it. You know, growing up, you know, to this day, I can only recall ever having one phone number. In fact, I can still remember 215-389-5948. That was our phone number growing up. I can remember to this day the phone number to the church in Philadelphia, 215-389-2626. I think I can remember the phone number in the church at Cushing, 918-225-1155. There we go. So I had part of it right. I had part of it down. And, and you're probably the same way. You had a phone number growing up, and, you know, you can remember that phone number, and you might not have it anymore, you might not use it anymore, but you can remember it. Now, today, I'm lucky if I remember my phone number, you know, 215-681-6238. I can't remember my wife's phone number. I can't. I mean, sometimes I can if I get a few of the numbers right, but for the most part, I have to go in my phone, and I have to scroll through my contacts and find my wife's phone number. Well, it's alphabetical.
I added an A to yours.
Oh, okay. But same thing for other folks in the church, you know. I don't know everybody's number, you know, off the top of my head. I have to go searching for it. And, you know, and so the phrase, you'll use it or lose it. And so until you've learned your entire stack of verses under a subject, then you will need to go through all of them every day. And once you have that whole topic memorized, you may be able to start reducing your review of that subject to once a week, and then perhaps later, less. But you have to keep going over them if you want to memorize them. So this principle of review, review, review. And so here in Psalm 119, specifically verse number 11, the Bible there again says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." And so we see here that this verse here emphasizes for us the importance of taking the scriptures, of taking the verses, and internalizing them, of putting them into our heart, of putting them into our mind, of always keeping them at our forefront. And to keep God's word in our hearts, there is a need for a continual review. This continual review, it's necessary to ensure that it is retained and applied in our life. And so there's a couple of other verses I wanted to see this morning that kind of also back up this principle of review, review, review. Go ahead and take your Bibles and turn, if you would, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter number 6 this morning. And who would like to read there, verses 6 and 7? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Brother Kenny, go ahead.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
All right. Thank you there, Brother Kenny. And so we see here that repetition is again seen here. And it's seen in the constant teaching and talking of God's word just, you know, throughout daily life. Brother Kenny?
Just a quick observation.
Yeah.
This kind of goes with one of the other principles you taught in the walk around while you're memorizing.
Absolutely.
Because it says that when thou walkest in the way.
You should read number 5.
You should also read
that's
number
right.
8.
Oh. Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And then verse number 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thee, or upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And so, again, we have another principle there in verse number 8 and 9 about taking it and writing the scripture down.
Yeah.
You know,
and frontlets are like what they put on horses to keep their eyes forward so they don't see the other side.
Yeah, so they can stay focused on just one thing, and in this case, stay focused, you know, on the Word of God. And but again, we just see it, you know, where it needs to be present throughout our daily life. Everything that we do, the Word of God needs to be at the forefront of our daily life, and that, again, suggests to us this continuous process of reviewing it, of memorizing it, of reviewing it, of memorizing it, and just getting it into our hearts, just getting it into our minds on a day-by-day basis. Then look, if you would, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 this morning. And then we'll go over to the New Testament. Joshua chapter 1. And who'd like to read there verse number 8? Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. Ms. Rose, go ahead.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
All right. Thank you there, Miss Rose. And, you know, there's an interesting fact here. The word success, this is the only scripture that the word success you'll ever find it in your Bibles is here in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. And so through Joshua, God is telling us that the only way to have success in life and in spiritual things is to make sure that we have His Word in our hearts, is to make sure that we are being guided by His Word. And we do that by, again, this constant meditation on the Word, on the Bible, day and night. Again, it supports the idea that consistent repetition and review, that's what's going to lead us to success. That's what's going to lead us to spiritual growth. That's what's going to help us in our understanding of God. The more we read the Bible, the more we come to an understanding of God. The more we, you know, someone comes to us, they ask a question, the more we'll be able to answer their questions, the more we'll be able to have discussions. And that just comes from reading our Bible, just from being in the Scriptures on a day-by-day basis. All right, let's go over to the New Testament and look there, if you would, Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and notice there, if you would, verse number 9. Philippians chapter 4, and let's begin at verse number 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. The Bible says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." And so we see here Paul, he's encouraging the Philippian church to not only review what they've learned, but now to put into practice what they've learned, which again underscores that need to revisit and to review and to memorize the Scripture. But not only that, but then also to apply the Scriptures, apply previous lessons we've heard and read and things we've seen in Scripture. Not just, it reminds me of the verse in James where James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And so when we hear something from the Bible, or in our case during the week when we're reading the Bible, God just doesn't want us to be readers of the word. He just doesn't want us to come to church and hear the word. He wants us to be doers of the word. He wants us to put into practice that which we've heard and that which we've learned in our Bible readings. Look, if you would, 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And notice there, if you would, verse number 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15, the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so again, now we see, now this is dealing with 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. This is what we call in the scriptures the pastoral epistles. And so Paul is writing to pastors here. He's writing to those who are going to be going into the ministry, those who are going to be handling the scripture on a day-by-day basis. And his encouragement to them is this in verse number 15, you're studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so we see here that this diligent study, this proper handling of the Bible and review, they're vital to us properly handling the scriptures, to us properly handling the word of God. And repetition, again, is what aids us in gaining this deeper understanding and this proficiency in handling the scriptures. So the more we read it, the more we look at it, the more we focus in on it, the better understanding we'll have of it, and we'll be able to rightly divide it and define it and explain it and have those discussions about it. And then look, if you would, Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And notice there, if you would, verse number 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible again says here, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That phrase there in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaches us that God's word is something that should be deeply embedded in our hearts as believers. And the only way that it's going to be in our hearts and be embedded in our hearts deeply is by that ongoing review, by that ongoing internalization of the scriptures. Just on, again, on that daily basis, reading and reading and reading, and then rereading and rereading and rereading, and just soaking your life in the scriptures. Someone once put it this way, that they figured it out. They said, for every verse I have memorized over the years, counting all of the time it took to write out the verse, the memorization time, and the review time, they spent at least 200 hours on every verse that they have memorized. Truly, it could not be said that I had a photographic memory, because it took work and it took time for him to memorize these scriptures. And, you know, sometimes people come to me and say, well, I just can't memorize. I just can't memorize scripture. You know, I'm too old, or I'm this, or I'm that. No, listen, you can memorize scripture, but it's going to take time and it is going to be work, but it can be done. You can memorize scripture if you just, you know, you just stay at it, you plug at it. However long it takes you to memorize that verse, that's how long it takes you. That, you know, some, I know some people, they can memorize a verse in a half hour. Show offs. You know, some it takes a little bit longer. But however long it takes you to get that verse memorized, just you take it and you take as long as you need to memorize it. The final portion of scripture this morning, look back if you would, Psalm chapter 1. And we looked at this a little bit last week, but Again, it bears repeating. Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. And notice there, if you would, verses 1 through 3. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And so we see here that again that this meditation on God's word, on God's law, both day and night, that's a form of review. And it results in spiritual growth. It results in a spiritual prosperity. And it highlights for us the lasting benefits of a consistent scripture memorization. It highlights for us the benefits of a consistent review of scripture. And it says just in verse number 1, "Blessed is the man, and his delight is in the law of the Lord." Truly this morning, if you want to be blessed, if you want to have a delight, it's going to be found in the Scriptures. It's going to be found in the Word of God. And if you want to memorize these Scriptures, well, it's going to take time. It's going to take work. But it can be done. And so this week, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had you make those index cards. You know, start this week. Start trying to memorize some of those scriptures. And next week again, we'll ask you, okay, what's a verse you memorized this week? And so that'll be next Sunday. And so hope you'll take part in that. Miss Rose?
I learned to memorize by watching Hee Haw when I was young. And one salesman that sold cars, he had a rhythm with that number, BR549. Okay, so when I have to remember something, I break it up. Like
okay.
The phone number.
Yep.
You know, Kenny's phone number, you know, 570-867-1260.
Yep.
1260. And so with the scripture, I break it up. You know, blessed is the man that walketh.
Yep.
Right? And then I break it up and I learned young by watching
Hee Haw. Absolutely, no, that's excellent, and so we, you know, I think it's funny you bring it up. I think that was the week, you know, your sugar was kind of on the fritz, and so you went out and sat down out there. But we talked about that, you know, like John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That's one portion. That he gave his only begotten son. That's the second portion. And you just break it up. And then, you know, once you have it, you put it all together. And, you know, that might sound funny, but I learned from Hee Haw. Whatever it takes you to learn, right? Whatever works for you. And so this week, learn a scripture. And come back next week. And let's plan to quote one next week. So, Brother Kenny, would you close us in prayer this morning?